This is a podcast episode that you do not want to miss. I have one question and one question only. Is God getting a return on his investment in you? We are going so hard in on this one that you're going to want to listen to it over and over again, because I believe that what we're talking about today can help to change lives. I hope to see you on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur and you are struggling in the area of your faith, your focus, or your finances, maybe you are an entrepreneur and you want to start a business, but you don't know where to go, what to do, or how to get going. Maybe you've already started a business and you just want to scale it, but you need someone to be able to support you to be able to get there. If that's you in any way, you are in the right place. I am your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T. I am the host of this podcast, Faith, Focus, and Finances, and I am here to be able to support you in wherever it is you're trying to grow, whether it's in your faith, whether it's in your focus on your mindset, maybe your finances, because together we are going to get there. This podcast is part of the CCO Club Network. You can go to ccoclub.com to find more information, but if you are here, make sure that you are ready to go in, because a sister goes in on what it is she does. And I'm going to make sure that I'm going to pour out everything that I have inside of me to be able to support you on your journey. So make sure you hang out with me and get this information, because I know together we are going to be blessed. I will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances, where we are talking to believers all around the world. Even those that may not be believers that just want to hear good, solid conversation on faith, on focus, on finances, you are in the right place, because that's what I do and that's what I love to do. I'm not going to stop doing it until God tells me to do otherwise. And he hasn't said nothing, tipped his hat, his hand, or nothing like that. So this is what it is we're doing over here. And I am so glad that you have joined me today. This podcast, I think, is going to be on fire. If there was ever, of all the podcasts I've done, and maybe it's some of the ones I've done lately, that this is one that really is speaking to my spirit. And I hope and pray that there is something that you get out of this particular podcast. For those of you who are supporting us financially with a donation, I appreciate you more than you will ever know. For those of you who think you might want to, even if it's something small, $5, $2, doesn't matter, because it all will go somewhere to helping us to spread the good news of this particular podcast. The information for the donation is in the description, so we have that. I'm going to tell you guys, know that many of the times that I have a podcast idea, it comes from just things that I'm doing throughout the day, because I try to stay open and I try to stay available to what God may be saying through, maybe through someone else, maybe through something that I heard, you know, because sometimes that's just how things come to you, right? And I was in class, you guys, and this brother said something in the chat, Dr. Phil said something in the chat, and I said, oh my God, that struck me right there. And I want to ask the question, because not only am I talking to you, I'm talking to myself first, foremost, the end, period, hard stop, because I want to be, while I'm on this side of heaven, doing the will of God. You can think about this. This question, is God getting an ROI, a return on his investment in you? You can think about this in any area of your life. You can think about it in your faith. You can think about it in your focus. You can think about it in your finances. You can think about it in your relationships, in your home life, with your children. Like, you really can ask yourself this question all over the place. And I am begging that you send this podcast to a sister, friend, or two that might need to hear this. So I have several things. Let me see. I'm looking now, because you guys know I told you the wrong number yesterday. I have several ideas, several topics. I'm looking right now, seven of them that we are going to discuss to find out if God is getting a good ROI on his investment in you. So question, reflection, question number one, this is going to be hot. This is going to be hard and heavy. I'm not even playing today. I'm not even playing today with y'all because I'm not playing with myself. But number one is this question of, are we using our gifts for his glory? We could take a hard stop and just do the podcast on that one right there, right? We could do the podcast on that particular question right there. Am I fully utilizing my talents, my skills, and my spiritual gifts that God has given me? And like my pastor liked to say, I got Bible, right? So I had gone to, want you to look up, it's the, one of the parables of the talents, right? And on this particular one in Matthew 25:14-30, it was a parable of the bags of gold. And one of the things that, as I was rereading this scripture, I was struck by this, what it said. It said, again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one, he gave 5 bags of gold, to another, 2 bags, and another 1 bag, each according to his ability. That part right there is what messed me up. Each according to his ability. Sometimes I think about where it is that God wants me to go, has for me to go, and I'm asking myself, has God entrusted me with that particular gifting? And am I doing something with all that he's given me, right? My talent, my skills, my spiritual gifts. Like, am I doing all, if speaking is, my God, I hear him speaking to me right now. If speaking is one of the things that I'm doing, am I doing all that I can to get my voice out there? Am I doing that part? Yes, there has to be doors open, but am I actually making myself available? Do people know, right? If I have a skill set that God has given me, if I have a spiritual gift that God has given me, am I burying that gift right now? Or am I utilizing that gift for his glory, right? And remember this, the servants were rewarded or reprimanded based on how they invested their gift. My Lord and my God, are the gifts that I have left buried? And are they buried out of fear, uncertainty? There's a lot of people that may say, I don't know, what my spiritual gift is, right? Or I don't know what some of the, there are way too many organizations out there, way too many websites that you could take free spiritual gift tests, right? And that you can, and here's the thing, some are better than others, but ain't none of them bad. Let's start right there. I don't want to take the wrong one. You won't, trust and believe, you won't. You could take 5 of them, and all it's going to do is continue to give you better information for yourself. And those are the ones that are free. I'm not even talking about the ones that have a cost to them. I'm talking about the ones that are absolutely free. But I'm asking myself the question, and I'm asking you this question. I'm like, you guys should see me. I'm pointing at you right here, right now, saying, are you burying the gifts that God put in you? And if we are, for whatever the reason, he is not getting a return on his investment, I'm not taking it back. I'm 10 toes down on it. That's what I'm saying to you. So that's number one. Number two, are we bearing spiritual fruit? Now, my good God of mercy, am I bearing spiritual fruit? Because here is the truth about fruit. You always are bearing it. It just might not be healthy. My Lord, that might set somebody free right there. You are always bearing it. If you're doing nothing, you're bearing bad fruit. You're bearing anemic fruit. You're bearing fruit that's not healthy, right? And if some of us, I was going to say something else. I'm get back on script. In Galatians chapter 5, 22-23, it was talking about the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So my question is, does our life reflect the fruits of the Spirit, right? So am I bearing spiritual fruit, right? So we're talking about, am I bearing good fruit? So I got a part A and part B. Am I bearing good fruit? And then am I bearing spiritual fruit? Now watch this. the what I'm asking is, are you reflecting also the fruit of the Spirit? So if you are reflecting it, that means it's in you, because you cannot reflect what's not in you. If you look in the mirror and you don't have freckles, freckles are not going to be seen on the other side. My Lord and my God, it's not going to be seen. If you have a beautiful smile and you're looking in the mirror, that's what's going to be seen. That's what's being reflected. So I'm asking us, am I reflecting, if we're talking about spiritual gifts, am I reflecting love? Is because love has to be in me, and I have to have some love for myself to be able to do it properly. I said it, deal with it. Am I reflecting joy? Am I reflecting peace? Patience is always that one, because, you know, the Bible also says patience comes through long suffering, and I'm not going to even touch that anymore. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. Am I bearing spiritual fruit? And then on top of that, as I said, it's also, what fruit am I bearing? Right? What am I doing? Am I just doing the same thing over and over again? Meaning getting up, going to work, hustling, do what I have to do, do the few things. I may go to the gym here and there, try to cook something healthy, talk to some folks that I know, go home, be tired, try to catch something on the TV, if that's part of your routine, go to sleep, and get up and do it all over again. So then if that's what we do, if that's our 9-to-5, if that's all that we do, right, then I'm asking myself, about the fruit that I'm bearing. I'm just talking about what I'm talking about, because I'm telling you, this podcast is about God getting a return. God getting a return. And it's not ever going to be easy. It's not ever going to be easy, but is he getting the return? Number three, are we seeking first the kingdom of God? First, not as an afterthought, not as a retroactive thought, right? Not at, like I did something and then God, I'm asking you to retroactively bless me. I know I'm not the only one out there, and y'all better not leave me out here by myself, right? Like, am I seeking first the kingdom of God? Am I prioritizing God's kingdom and his righteousness in my decisions, in my time, and my resources? And if we're looking at that, we're looking at Matthew's 6:33, right? Where we're talking about, you know, we're talking about God and his righteousness and seeking the kingdom of God, right? Am I doing that? Am I doing that in the way that God would have me to do? Because our priorities, again, if it's a personal goal, a worldly goal, worldly pursuits, what are we putting first? Sometimes I think that sometimes, you know, for those of us single women, I'll talk to the single women real quick. For those of us who desire to have a partner, is that part of my primary pursuit? And then is God secondary? Or do I have this mindset of that's my prayer all the time, right? Like, which means that even though I'm praying to God, I'm still praying for this. I'm just talking about what I'm talking about here. If that's for you, just take it like a champ. If it's not, let it go, right? But I'm talking about if I'm seeking God first, and I am the one, I'm talking about myself, I have to do better in every single one of these areas that I'm talking about, every single one of them. Every single one of them, right? And that this is something that's absolutely important for all of us. So the next one I want to talk about is number four, are we reaching others with the gospel? Right? In Matthew 28:19-20, the Bible talks about, it's where Jesus is telling the disciples to go out and make disciples of men, go on to all nations, you know, and make disciples of men. So my question is, am I fulfilling the Great Commission by sharing my faith and inviting others to know Christ? Now watch this. This can happen in a lot of different ways. I have a brother-in-law, I've talked about him before, that I've been with him. He'll be in the Waffle House and sharing the good news to somebody. That's part of his DNA. He always does. You can't even get mad at him, because no matter where he go, that's what he gonna do. I remember them telling me that at the Passage of the Christ, him and my sister, after that, when that movie came out years ago, that they had altar call in the theater. Like, that's what they do. He 10 toes down on that. Now, there are some of us who that's not our DNA, right? But then I can ask, am I reflecting God through my words, right? Do people want to know the God in me based on the words that I'm sharing? Or is every other third word a curse word or a word that tears somebody down instead of building someone up? Is there ever encouragement that's on my lips? I'm going to talk about a friend. I'm going to call her by the nickname that I call her for the purpose of privacy is my girl. I call her Killa. She always has an encouraging word. Like always has an encouraging word. I have a lot of sisters, a lot of sister friends like that, but I think about that often, that no matter what we're going through, she's always trying to give that encouraging word, right? And that's a reflection, right, of reaching people with the gospel. Am I doing it through my words? Am I doing it through my actions? Are my actions lining up because God wants a return on his investment? Or do I have the right relationships or my relationships such that when I'm with these folks, I'm not reflecting God through how I'm acting, but with some folks I can't. I don't think that God wants us to be like that. He wants us to be authentic in how we are reflecting and reaching others through who we are. So it says, my reflection is Jesus commanded believers to make disciples of all nations. How actively are you involved in doing that, right? So that's number four. Number five, I have three more. Number five. Are we generous with our resources? Now, I'm going to talk about this real quick. You guys, there's a lot of feelings out there about tithing. This literally is not the podcast for that. I'm not, and it's not my desire to talk about that right now. But with my resources, my question really is, am I giving sacrificially of my time, my finances, and or my resources to support God's work and serve others? Now, I like to say it a little bit differently. I like to say my time, my talent, and my tenth. Right? Because sometimes you might be in a season where you don't have the financial resources, but you do have the time. Other times you might not have the time, but you might have the financial resources. Sometimes you may not have either, but you might have the talent to be able to help someone, right? Like I know I'm a strategic thinker, and you know what I do primarily at my church? Strategic thinking with different groups. It's exactly what I do because it's a talent that I have. Right? Even on my spiritual assessment, number one, strategy, right? So I know if that's what I have, am I using it? And I'm challenging you, are you using your resources, whatever it is that you have, to further the kingdom? And watch this. It's a sacrifice, no matter what. Some people say, I don't have time. There's going to be a sacrifice somewhere. Sacrifice of your time, sacrifice of your talent, sacrifice of your tent. But it's going to be a sacrifice, right? And the bare minimum, I think, is sometimes giving of our financial resources, right? So again, it's going to be a sacrifice. This is about God getting an ROI. If he sacrificed his only son, like I'm just throwing it out in a different way, for us to have eternal life, then am I sacrificing it? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He sacrificed his own son. His own son had to be our sacrificial lamb on the cross. Right? So how be it that Jesus could be a sacrifice, but we don't have to sacrifice nothing? That might set somebody free right there. There is going to be a sacrifice. I might be tired. That might be my sacrifice. I might need to give a little bit more where it's a little bit uncomfortable and I can't go buy something that I want to buy. That might be a sacrifice. I might not want to do some of the work for the kingdom. And it is not always in church. There are a lot of nonprofit organizations out there that are doing fantastic work. My girl out of Cali, Rev, I call her Rev. She has a breast cancer organization called Carrie's Touch out of Sacramento, California, that as a breast cancer survivor, God blessed her with that. That's still doing the work of the kingdom because it's primarily dealing with African-American women, because we are the most underserved in a lot of areas, but I won't get to that. Definitely with things like breast cancer. Right. So am I giving generous to resources such as that? So that's number five. Number six, two more. Are we transforming our minds and growing spiritually? Now, I think that this is in Romans 12 and 2, we're talking about, you know, we're transformed by the renewing of our mind. Am I constantly trying to renew my thinking and understanding God's word? Like, I absolutely know I'm in a season of trying to do better. And I'm trying to walk into how I learn, what's my DNA for me to even grow spiritually. Is it in reading a lot more books that are biblically based? Is it in looking at the scriptures in a different way? How am I doing that, right? So am I trying to renew my mind? Am I trying to go deeper in God's word with the things that I'm doing, right? And it's a process, you guys. It's a process of investing your time to study the scriptures, to pray, to cultivate a deeper relationship with God. God is asking for an ROI. And finally, number seven, are we loving others as Christ commanded us? And that's about in John 13, 34 through 35, where Jesus is talking about giving us a new commandment of loving our neighbors as he loves us, right? And he, like, are we actively demonstrating love in a way that reveals Christ's heart? We know if we are. We know if we are. In those still quiet places, we know if we are. Because the question is, out of these seven things that I've asked, is God getting an ROI? Is he getting a return on his investment? I'm so upset with myself. I'm so upset that I hadn't thought about this way before, and that I know I'm working on doing better, but I'm gonna do better. Like, you know, two betters, right? I'm gonna do better because I need to make sure that God feels like he put something in me that I am supposed to be spreading in the world. I know what it is. I know what it looks like. And even if I didn't, am I trying to do something? Maybe I don't know necessarily about the fruit I'm supposed to bear, but maybe God can give that to me if I'm studying his word by renewing of my mind. Am I reflecting what God wants me to be showing in the world? Am I generous with my time, my talent, and my tent? Like, there are a number of ways that we can make sure that God is getting an ROI on what he put inside of us. And here are a few steps that you could take to make sure that happens. Number one, rediscover your gifts. As I said before, you listen, we all have a time, we all have time, talent, we all have a tent. We have to rediscover what our gifts are. Again, I said there were several spiritual tests that are out there that you could take. Just do a Google search. You can find some. You got to set some spiritual goals, right? And increasing in those areas that are going to help you bear better fruit, right? If you need to be a little bit more patient, I've learned not to pray for patience. Now, if one of you Bible scholars want to correct me on that, but I know I needed to get more patience. So God, you know, I always say God has jokes anyway. So I still had to get it, right? But I may need to exercise more kindness or more self-control. I may need to rearrange my priorities. These are ways to start giving God a better return on his investment, rearrange some priorities. Maybe that requires a different level of prayer, Bible study, worship. Maybe it requires a different level of fellowship. Maybe it requires you connecting with an accountability partner or a group of partners that are going to help you stay uplifted throughout the day, that you guys are loving on each other and uplifting one another, right? Maybe there are opportunities for outreach, right? Whether it's in your local church, whether it's something in your community, whether God placed something in your heart to be able to do, you have to do it. And watch this. If you're afraid, do it anyway. Put some ketchup on that fear and do it anyway. I said it, deal with it. And watch this. I said this to a sister just a day or so ago. Whatever level you are, don't worry about people that are ahead of you. You're only working with people that are behind you, right? So if whatever it is that you are wanting to give, if whether it's your time, your talent, your tenth, whether God has put something in you to share, to start a group, to do whatever, if you're at a level five, work with the 4, 3, 2s, and 1s until you get to a 7, and then you can work with the 6, 5, 4, 3, 2s, and 1s. That's all you have to worry about, because they're trying to get to where you are. I don't know everything. You're not supposed to. You're not supposed to, but you have to have the faith and the courage to get started. I know I'm speaking to somebody here. Practice sacrificial giving. Again, sacrificial. If Jesus was a sacrifice for us, are we being a sacrifice for him? And it might be a combination of these things. It might be in one area, time, your talent, your talent. It could be, right? But making sure that you're practicing that, because if that was what God did for us, then how much should we really do that for him? You guys should see my hands right now. I'm like literally talking with my hands right now. Commit to ongoing growth. I was saying that, and show love in action. Show love, small acts of kindness, wherever we can, you guys, because man, I wish you guys would go to the website, ccoclub.com/podcast, and leave a sister a voice message there. If you know me personally, you know, you can call or leave me a message on my phone. Cause I want to hear from you. Where are you at with this? Was this something that was good? Was it, oh my God, was it? I want to hear from you, because this is something that when God dropped this in my spirit, it was heavy for me. And I said, I have to make sure that I am doing this particular podcast, because I want to be about my Father's business. So this is our focus part of our faith, focus, and finance. Well, I guess faith and focus, right? But really, it might be our finances as well. So wherever it is that God has you needing to grow, be about your Father's business. Be about our Father's business. Again, I hope that there was something that I said in this podcast that was a blessing to your spirit. I'm asking you to listen to it again, download it, share it with someone that might need this word, and make sure that today you decide that you're going to be great on purpose. I'll see you guys in the next episode. God bless. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.